Blog Talk Radio.
Calls, but as it is right now, I can't. So what we're going to talk about tonight is Spidey senses and dreams. I have a really good friend here with me, and what we're going to do is we're just going to talk about what dreams could mean. But first of all, we need to talk about Spidey senses. Your Spidey senses is your intuition, your gut feeling. If your gut feeling tells you to do something, do it. If it tells you not to, don't, you know. If it says assholes and evils, it means assholes and evils. Don't say why. Don't negate it. And being a mom, you know, the kids are too quiet. So you check that out, you know. Where are the kids? They're being too quiet. So know that, and you know when something's wrong with family, friends, whatever. You usually always get inklings and feelings of that. Know that. Well, dreams. Have you ever had a dream where things are just chasing you and this thing's going to gobble you up, well, in a dream, you can tell it to go away, believe it or not. You know, and a lot of times when you have a monster chase you, it's something you need to be dealing with. It can be anything, but the monster looks horrible and it's going to chew your head off. Or it's chasing, it's going to capture you. So, and know that a lot of times when different colors, different things has to be what it means to you, not what it means to somebody else. I have a good friend, Jody, with me tonight. She's going to help me talk about meanings of dreams. And here's, welcome.
Hi, my name is Jody, and I'm here to help Kelly, and we're talking about dreams. Dreams are very, very important into your life because those are your guides while you're sleeping to help you learn or relearn something that you need to know in your life. It's your process of working through your problems and your day-to-day life. And if you really stop and think about it, if you remember your dreams, you can relate it to what's really happening, because a lot of times symbols that we think, oh, it's a tree, when it really is something that you need to climb over, or it reminds you of happiness when you were a kid. And it's like growth, branches, stretch out, blossom. These are all things, when you are dealing with dreams, you really have to look at the symbols to realize, do you need to grow as a person? Do you need to reach out in your job or reach out to somebody? Or just you need to shine a little bit like an apple?
Or do you need to put down roots?
Yes, you need to put down roots. Yes, that would be really, that is one of the things that, you know, we all scramble about, and it's just one of those things. When you get up in the morning, try to remember as much as you can.
And don't pee. You'll pee your dream away.
Well, that means you're totally awake then. So, but as it comes back to you a little bit at a time during the day, you may remember bits and pieces. Write it down on a piece of paper, and then you can, even at night, you can go back and piece your dream together. I mean, it's, go ahead, Kel.
And another thing, people think babies are literal. Babies can mean new beginnings. It
yes.
doesn't mean birth of a baby, but when you dream of a baby, sometimes it does literally mean a baby's coming in.
I know, Kelly does that to me all the time with my grandchildren. To me, babies also are, it is a new beginning, but it's sometimes it's just rebirth of your soul, where you've reached a point in your life that you just need to be reborn again to be enlightened about newer things in life. You've been stuck. So, you know, a baby is like, yay, rejoicing, happiness, and celebration. So that's some of the things that you need to look at. I know it's very confusing when you see these symbols, but if you sit with somebody and talk them out a little bit, the meaning starts coming to you, and you go, oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Especially when it comes to relationships between a husband and a wife, and she's seeing arguments and everything, and, oh, my God, we had a terrible fight in the dream. But it might be just her own struggle that she's not being able to get past, not being able to communicate, or she's just struggling with an inner self that maybe she wants to leave and she wants to start an argument. It is very, dreams can be complicated, but they can also be very fun.
And another thing, a lot of times teeth to me mean relationships.
Yes.
You know, like your teeth falling out can mean that you really need to look at your relationship. How's it doing, you know?
Yes.
And also, too, if you dream of teeth in a health sense, it means you should go and get your health checked.
Yes.
To dream of teeth.
And a lot of people need to pay attention to the colors. Colors in dreams are very,
absolutely,
very important. Go ahead, Kelly.
But your color of yellow might mean something different than my color of yellow.
That's true. To me, like, the colors of greens and blues are very healing to me. When I see bright light, it's very white light. is a hot light, but it's also a spiritual light to me. And for you, it may be, you know, oh, white light. It's a police, you know, a spotlight. You know, in other words, you're in the spotlight also. So sit and think what is going through your life, what you're going through, and connect your what you're dreaming to what's happening in your life now or possibly what you want in the future. A lot of times disturbing dreams when you feel that you're really reverting back to people in your past, that is nothing but cleaning up your past. Your dreams allow you to house clean old emotions and get rid of them. So sometimes it's really good to dream about the past just to clear some of these things out.
And sometimes you'll put what you know in your dream so that you can reference it. Like you might dream of Aunt Joan, and it's not really Aunt Joan. It's the symbol of, you know, the symbol of what she stood for, or the past, or family, or whatever that person symbolizes. You know, you also, you really, really, really can dream of people that are passed on.
Yeah.
There's a spiritual garden and spiritual restaurant where you meet your passed on people in.
Well, when you dream, you're open. So it allows your spiritual guides to come in and guide you. And a lot of times, if you're really in a situation that you don't know how to get out of, you can, before you go to sleep at night, you can ask for the answer. Ask for guidance through the dream, because when you are sleeping, your guard is down, your doors are open, and they can enter and they can relate to you. And you've always said, I'm going to use just a little story. My daughter, Carrie, was very close to my father, and he passed away very quickly after my mother. And my daughter was very bonded to my father. And we, after the funeral service, we went back home and, you know, nobody said too much. And she gets up the next morning and she goes, Papa came and he brought me a rose and he kissed me and told me he loved me. Well, that was after she had gone to bed. In her dreams and in her state of mind, he was able to visit her without frightening her or whatever and coming into her dream area and her dream state to give her the information she needed.
And they always come to the ones that are the most open.
Mm-hmm. Yes. When you're, like I said, when you're in a rest, even in the afternoon when you take those cat naps and you doze off a little bit, there's a lot of people that receive their messages. All your very highly intelligent inventors and mathematicians and stuff, they will all tell you, I took a cat nap. I always take a nap because that's how they connect to the other side. So your dreams are like your spiritual telephone. Your spiritual telephone, so you can be reached because nothing, when you're, most of the time when you're sleeping, you're not connecting with outer noises coming in or anything else. You're out, and that leaves you open for your dream phone to work.
And the Native Americans believe that dream time is more important than real time.
Yes, I agree, because that's, like I said, that's when your spiritual guides can enter. That's when you can have uninterrupted problems solved. And, you know, and like I said, it's also that when you have forewarnings coming, because many people say, oh, well, I dreamt that my grandmother called and my, you know, grandfather died. Well, yes, because the grandfather or who passed away probably said, hey, wake up, I'm leaving this town, you know, and you give the message and you run and take care of your grandmother or rescue whoever needs to be rescued. It's the way it goes, and that's, dreams are, can be so beneficial. Now, some people, you know, they are afraid to dream, and they put all their all their anger and hatred into it, and that's where our bad dreams come from, because they have not been able, they have suppressed their angers and their fear, and when they go to sleep, they can no longer suppress it, so it comes through their dream state where they get panicked. And that's where you get your gobbling monsters and your far-out dreams, because you have not dealt with your anger or your fear or whatever is going on in the daytime.
And sometimes if you eat a heavy meal before you go to sleep, I call it having pizza dreams. Because you can have nightmares from having a heavy meal, and your food, your food's fighting in your body, so you're going to have bad dreams.
So, but... No, I dreams are very important in your lifetime. Everybody's gone through a period where they feel they have not, they had not had a dream in a long time. But you really are having dreams. There's just sometimes you're more vivid, and some of them are so realistic. I dream like I'm watching TV, so mine becomes vivid. But I go through a period of where I don't really dream and or don't think I dream, but I know that I'm still working things out. How about you, Kelly?
Well, yeah, I've had dreams of working things out. I've had periods, I have very colorful, vivid, I get smell of vision, hear of vision, taste of vision also, and smells. I can smell stuff. I wake up smelling stuff.
Well, I mean, it's where you can reach, when you're really deep, you can reach out and touch the person.
Oh, totally.
Or whatever you're looking at. I think, like you said, that your dreams are a very important part of your life to help you proceed.
And if you don't dream, you can get sick.
That's true.
You can't heal yourself.
Yes, and that is the point that I'm trying to get to. Dreaming is a healing situation. It's also where you can clear your house, as I would say, in your brain, of old stuff, but it is healing.
Another thing, when you dream, you have different areas of your house. You have a spiritual house that you dream in. Everybody has their own spiritual house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the basement, you got stuff you got to look at. If you're in the living room, it's where you live. If it's in the kitchen, it's where you cook and feed your soul. If it's in the bathroom, it's where you eliminate stuff. And in the attic is the upper room or spiritual room.
What is the bedroom, Kelly?
Bedroom is rest, repose, romance.
Oh, I thought that was your sexual dream. I thought that was your sexual dream. Kelly's right. In different rooms and different areas in your home mean a lot. Now, also, if you go back to your past and you're in your birth home where, you know, you grew up and everything else, that is giving you a sense of safety because you know that home has been secure and you've been in it. So you're not frightened about being in a different area. And so when you're dreaming and you're dreaming that you're in the house you grew up with, go ahead and enjoy the dream or really look around because you're in your dream state, you're in a safe haven. And that's hard to explain. And everybody has, you know, the walking down the beach dream where you see water, and water is very, very important in dreams. It can mean moving forward, getting in line with everything. Clear water is happiness. Is the water mercury, or is it stormy? Because if it's stormy, then you know something's coming or something's going to happen, and you need to take a look not only at the water but turn around and see what's in the environment around you.
And water always symbolizes emotions.
Yes, emotions. Yes, it does. That's why I said the color of the water, you know, because if you're sitting by a stream and you have beautiful water going and trees and birds and you think this is all, oh, wow, and then you hear a loud rumbling and you go, oh, my God, flash flood. Be aware, there is something that's going to...
Major change.
Major change. A major change in your life coming.
Swiftly.
Run. No, be aware of your surroundings. Like I said, it's not only, you know, because swimming is in the water, is you're passing through everything. You're making an effort. Drowning is you're not sure of yourself. It's anxiety. Just sitting on the beach watching the seagulls, you better eat your sandwich before the seagull does. But it's just being watched. Things like that. It's hard to explain a dream without just really knowing how you are feeling at the time.
And different time frames can mean different things at different points of time. Birds are messages.
Yes.
You know, it could be any kind of bird. You know, some people might be afraid of seagulls. You know, another person might like seagulls. It depends what it matters for you.
Well, as an example, if you see a man fishing and you're observing him fishing on the beach and he throws out his line and he catches a fish, and as he's bringing it in, the seagull comes down and snatches the fish, then that is something you're trying to move ahead and work, and there is someone that is going to scoop down and try to steal your prize. So that be aware that you need to keep on top of things and be able to reel that fish in to get that promotion that you need to you know, watch what's flying around that office. So you know that you can as a person, don't worry, that it's something you need. It's a pleasurable place. You want to be there. You're fishing to get a better job, and you watch that girl at the next desk because she's peeking over your shoulder looking, saying, "Well, what is she going to do next? Because I'm going to try to grab that prize." So you need. That's what we were talking about. Environment, like the tree, the roots, the limbs, the fruit. Everything in your dream means something. It has a representation. What do you think, Kel?
Yes, and the colors, you know, like yellow can mean comprehension, sunshine, brightness,
mm-hmm.
you know, healing, spirituality. Different colors for different people mean different things, but the Indians believe black is going into the void and becoming, you know.
Yeah, but black, yeah, entering in a stage, that also gives you... Everybody always thinks black is evil, but black also
has all the
negativity and stuff like that. So you might need to be in a spot where it is just completely dark, so you're not being slammed so hard with all the negativity around you. And red, everybody goes, red, oh my gosh, it's going to be anger.
Passion.
Passion, yes. Woo. That's why we were talking about the different rooms. Passion, yes, passion. And passion.
Creativity.
Yeah, creativity. And it doesn't have to mean anger just because it's red. And I like to look at animals also. Animals and dreams are very, how can I say this? They're very, very important. You should pay, because animals are spiritual souls, and they represent so many things.
And everybody has their own animal that comes with them. It's called an animal totem.
An animal totem, yes. My totem is a bear. Mine's bear. I relate to the bear, and I like that he hibernates. But no, he's strong. He looks gentle, and I relate to the bear. That would be my tone. What is yours?
Mine's the red-tailed hawk.
Yours is the hawk, because you like to soar. You like to soar. I'm kind of just rumbling around the earth here a little bit like the bear, but to me it's strength, and I think bears are very majestic.
They're beautiful.
And... at least they have a fur coat they didn't have to buy. But it is important. Animals, when you do dream. dream of animals, please pay attention to what the animal is trying to explain.
What color is it? What kind of animal is it? A lot of times fox will mean family. Duck means family.
Yeah.
You know, wolf means teacher.
And that it is very, very important. It goes along with your natural intuition, which we were talking about trusting before with your intuition. Follow it. Follow what you're feeling in the dream. That is a form of your intuition. And, you know, we talk about intuition in a daily sense where you walk up next to somebody and you don't feel comfortable, so you take two steps back and you look over in 5 minutes and that person's over there screaming and throwing a fit and go, oh, I'm glad I listened to myself. But the same thing happens in dreams, that you may enter a place, a building or something, and there may be nothing but empty chairs, but you have an intuition that something either great is going to happen, or it may be something you're a little fearful about. But intuition is that thriving forward that we all need to listen to, even if it comes in our dreams. We need to pay attention to how your body reacts. And reaction to your body is also is your intuition. You're told to run, you know, you feel comfortable with somebody, trust your intuition. That's what you need.
You know, a lot of times in schools, you're learning something,
mm-hmm.
you know. Haven't you ever had a dream where you were just in your underwear or naked? Well, that means something needs to be looked at and examined, you know, and that's what that means. But schools are always a learning.
Yeah. Well, dreams are a school. Dreams are one of our greatest tools in life, and that's why it's so important people get rest and sleep, because it is our healing process of emotional and physical. It encompasses all
and
parts
spiritual.
Of your life. Spiritual, yes, Kelly, spiritual. It does. Dreams do encompass everything that you need to do in a lifetime, and that's why I said, some people go, oh, I just never dream. Well, you're not really paying attention. You do dream, but you're not paying attention. And then there's other people that they go, I get up in the morning, all I've done is, like, dream.
Work all night.
Yeah, work dreams. I've had plenty of work dreams. And usually people that are overworked or tired will come home and go to bed and go to sleep, and they'll work the whole next day in their dreams, and they get up tired, and then you have to work the whole day over again. But at least you know ahead of time what's coming, so it's going to prepare you for that. And sometimes dreams are just nothing but to allow you to be happy and where you can. And
sometimes they're just silly.
Yes. And a lot of people will say, oh, well, you know, I dreamed of an old boyfriend or an old love. That doesn't always mean that they're coming. That means it's part of something that you didn't figure out that you need to work through on the relationship.
And thank you for tuning in tonight. And I thank everybody, and thank you, Jody.
Oh, thank you.
And see you next week, and we won't have technical difficulties. And happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
And thank you for being here.
Okay. Should I sing about my dream?
And do pay attention to your dreams, and keep a dream log. That's very important.
Yes, a dream log is very important in your life. Have a good evening.
Good night, everybody. Thank you.